Well, everybody loves Easter eggs. Fun fact about Easter eggs, Australians in 2014 spent $191 million on chocolate over Easter, most of which came in that distinctive ovoid shape. And there's no reason to suppose that we won't be spending that sort of money again this year. But chocolate consumption is a little bit like the consumption of meat. It often comes at the cost of the well-being of others. Human rights groups have been reporting for some years now that the chocolate industry is linked to child labour and even slavery in those parts of the world where cocoa is produced. Sister Sarah Pulse is a member of the Sisters of the Good Samaritan Order, and she's also a member of ACRATH, Australian Catholic Religious Against Trafficking in Humans.
The chocolate that we eat in Australia and that's produced around the world is produced mostly using cocoa beans that are farmed in parts of West Africa like Ghana and the Ivory Coast. The people in those areas are at risk of labour exploitation and slavery. There's not a lot of money to employ people in those areas, and so there is use of all sorts of labour that is less than ethical, including the use of child labour, local children in those areas, and also children who are trafficked for the purpose of picking cocoa beans from other countries in the region.
Yeah, I understand that there are an estimated 1.5 million children working in the cocoa sector in West Africa. That's an extraordinary number. And of course, not all of those will be slaves, but you can't imagine that many of them would be working under anything like humane conditions.
No, that's right. And I'd say that any time a child is at work instead of in school, there's a problem, that children have the right to an education and the hope of a better future.
43% of the world's cocoa comes from West Africa. Do we know how much of that ends up in Australia, or how much of the chocolate sold in Australia could be produced by child labour?
It's very difficult to know exactly where cocoa beans are coming from and who is using what. There is some opt-in processes for manufacturers to declare that they are using slavery-free ingredients, but any manufacturers don't opt into those processes, and there's no way of tracking that I'm aware of the cocoa that they are using.
I guess one complicating factor in all of this is the issue of what happens to the children working on the cocoa plantations if people stop buying chocolate and the industry there starts to feel the pinch. Could those children end up worse off than they are now?
So I think that's why the power of those certification systems, that they all look at the broader implications of removing slavery and child labour from the production systems. So instead of saying, okay, just you're not allowed to have children, they say, okay, how do we support your community so that you can still staff the farms? You know, there are still enough workers to pick the cocoa. There is a living wage paid to the workers who are there. And there's opportunities for people to increase their skill, increase community engagement. So those different certification processes, they do it in slightly different ways, but they all have a commitment to the community, not just to the end product that's produced.
So what would you say to someone planning to buy chocolate over Easter? Parents of kids who've come to see Easter eggs as a fundamental human right, what are the alternatives?
So these days there are many alternatives available in Australia. So we've found that there are some shops that are much better than others at making sure that they stock fair trade and slavery-free products. People can look out for the certification programs. So there's the Fair Trade one, which is clearly fair trade, but people should also look out for one that's labelled Rainforest Alliance and another one that's labelled UTZ, which is spelled UTZ. They're quite common on the shelves in Australian shops. Many of our supermarkets and other retailers are committed to having some fair trade products available. So I'd encourage people to look for the products that have those certifications on them. And when you don't find them, ask. Or if you do find them, we make a point in ACRATH of always going to the managers of shops where they do sell fair trade and slavery-free products to congratulate them, say thank you. It's a small thing, but I think we need to be mindful of looking for the good as well as for where there's room for growth.
Sister Sarah Pulse. So get out there and buy slavery-free chocolate this Easter, and hug a supermarket manager if you find they've got it on the shelves. This is David Rutledge on RN and internationally on Radio Australia. You're listening to Good Friday Breakfast.